It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. As Texas Republicans work to redraw their congressional maps to gain more seats in the U.S. House and protect their majority in Congress, other states around the country are considering whether they too should revisit their district boundaries ahead of next year's midterm elections.
Democrats in California and New York are weighing how to respond if Texas lawmakers finalize a new map. Here in Wisconsin, two lawsuits filed in Dane County Court aim to overturn the state's congressional map.
And in Texas, dozens of state Democratic lawmakers left the state in an attempt to block a vote on congressional maps. The leader of the walkout, Democratic State Representative Gene Wu, spoke with NPR's Morning Edition on Friday.
The real danger of this, if this spreads, if this goes on, if blue states do this, if red states do this, that is the end of our democracy, because once people stop listening to us and they can win without doing what the people want, it's game over.
To dig into this political moment of rare mid-decade redistricting and the implications on democracy, we turn to UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden, director of its Elections Research Center. Barry, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, starting here in Wisconsin, we know that the group Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy filed a lawsuit claiming the state's House districts are an anti-competitive gerrymander. And also last month, the Elias Law Group filed a similar suit saying the state's congressional map is a partisan gerrymander, that it unfairly benefits Republicans. What is the status of these challenges in light of what's happening in Texas's statehouse?
Well, the challenges are pending. We're waiting to see what the court does with them. They're really a response to efforts to go directly to the Supreme Court over the last year or two. But the state Supreme Court has been very clear. They don't want to take these cases immediately. They want them to work through the court system. So these two groups have started in Dane County Court. It's unclear whether the court will take those up, and they could work their way through the legal process in time for the 2026 midterms, which really get underway with primaries. And those are in the summer. So candidates need to know where the districts are, where they live, and where they can file by probably late spring.
Time is running out, is what you're saying. To file
absolutely,
a
that's true. Yeah, that's true in Wisconsin, but also in these other states. Some of them have even earlier primaries. Texas's primary happens in the spring, so they're moving very quickly to try to get ahead of that deadline. It's always possible, I suppose, that a court could push back the primary or push back filing deadlines if there's some ongoing litigation about districts. That has happened in some states before. So what Texas and other states and maybe Wisconsin is doing is really going to upend a lot of aspects of the election process.
Well, turning our eye to Texas, the FBI saying it would aid Texas officials in tracking down dozens of these Democratic lawmakers who fled the state to stall this vote on Republicans' redistricting plans. What do you make of these actions by Democrats to leave the state and deny Republicans a quorum?
Well, I think we're in uncharted territory in terms of the hardball politics that are now being applied. To even consider doing a redistricting in the middle of the decade when a state isn't required to because of a lawsuit or some other problem is really a new level of partisan politics. It was made possible by a Supreme Court case back in 2019 out of North Carolina when the U.S. Supreme Court said essentially the courts have nothing to do with this. This is just partisanship. Democrats against Republicans, and they're permitted to do this. It's nothing unconstitutional. So Texas is taking advantage of that, but it's really escalated now that Governor Abbott has, commissioned the FBI. I'm not sure what federal crime has been committed to warrant their involvement. The salaries of the Democratic lawmakers are being withheld. They have traveled to places like Illinois and California and are doing a lot of media. So it's become quite a circus in Texas.
And then we saw on Friday the Attorney General Ken Paxton, trying to declare Democratic held seats vacant as these lawmakers have left the state. You know, is there any authority to be able to do such a thing?
It doesn't look like it, but again, we're in a territory that we've not been in before. This is a little reminiscent of when Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin fled the state back in 2011 over the Act 10 debate. And there were, there was a lot of imagination going on among Republican leaders about how to get those Democrats back, whether they could be fined, whether they might be removed from their seats. Texas, I think, is being more aggressive than that. And this is really over just a partisan matter, not over the, you know, a deeper piece of legislation. So unclear when it will end. Governor Abbott says he is willing to play this game maybe for years, calling special session after special session to try to force Democrats to come back to the state.
So Texas state lawmakers are considering this new congressional map ahead of the midterms that would add roughly 5 Republican advantaged districts to the House race. What might happen if Texas Republicans succeed in adding 5 GOP seats to the U.S. House?
Well, just in the way of context, the 2026 midterms are coming up in a little over a year. Republicans have a slight majority in the House of Representatives. It's 219 seats for them, 212 for the Democrats. So Democrats only need to flip 4 seats in the midterm to gain control of the House, and that would really upend much of the Trump agenda, which works its way through the House. A shift of 5 seats in Texas would add 5 to the Republicans and take 5 away from the Democrats. So it would be a net swing of 10 seats in the direction of the Republicans. That's not enough to guarantee them they hold the majority in the House, but it would give them some insurance going into what's likely to be a rocky midterm election for them, just given the party of the president. Then the president's party tends to suffer in midterm elections. So it's a way to sort of shore up the possibilities in the midterm if they can eke out some additional seats in places like Missouri or Ohio or other states they're looking at. It might let them, you know, survive a tie against their party next year.
Barry Burden is with us, UW-Madison political science professor, director of the Elections Research Center, as we look at the moves for redistricting around America, especially in Texas. Barry, President Trump said he wants the next census to exclude non-citizens. As we look at ahead here, how could that affect redistricting? What are the implications?
Yeah, Trump's actually said 2 things in the last week. One is that he wants the census not to count non-citizens. The other is that he wants to do a census now, immediately, not wait until 2030, which is the normal 10-year timeline required by the U.S. Constitution. This would be a kind of quickie census. It would not be, I think, the official grand effort that we are all familiar with every 10 years. Mm-hmm. That's a really complicated process. There's planning already underway for 2030. So this would be a quickie that I think would try to collect some data, potentially for purposes of redistricting. I can't see how this would be done in time for the 2026 redistricting efforts, but it fits with a general message and concern from Republicans that there are voters who are not eligible, who are participating in elections, that's skewing results. And if they could make these corrections, it would both be a good thing in their view and would help their party.
How often do states redraw their congressional maps in non-census years, mid-decade?
Unless there is a lawsuit that orders the state to redraw the districts because they have violated the Constitution or some statute, it's not done. Hmm. This is a process that's done every 10 years following the census. Those districts are essentially locked in decade to decade. So Texas jumping out in the middle of the decade to try to draw districts in a kind of rapid fashion, just to save themselves next year, is really unusual. And the secondary idea of doing a census of some kind is really brand new.
And the domino effect here, California Governor Gavin Newsom now calling for his state to redraw its congressional districts in a way that favors Democrats. Can you talk about the other effects of what Texas is doing and how that might affect other parts of the country, maybe even Wisconsin?
Yeah, Democrats are really struggling with a response. Some Democrats have decided to fight fire with fire and draw districts in their blue states as much as they can to counteract the advantage Republicans may get in Texas. Some Democrats have said, no, they want to stick to principle and rely on nonpartisan or bipartisan commissions like the one in California. But it does look like Newsom and other Democrats have decided to override the commission that's used in California, at least on a temporary basis, only if the Texas plan goes through, as a way to counterbalance it. Some other Democratic governors in places like Illinois and New York are also thinking about it. They face more serious legal impediments. I think in New York, it would be very difficult to do. Illinois is already pretty skewed towards the Democrats. It'd be hard for them to get many more districts there. Wisconsin has a different kind of process going on. It's not going to be Democrats trying to redraw districts through a legislative process. It might be courts ordering that districts have to be redrawn. but there's not really a lot to be gained. The state only has 8 districts. It's currently a balance of 6 Republicans, 2 Democrats. It is possible in really favorable conditions, Democrats could pick up a seat or two here as a result of a court order.
So, you know, some Democrats are voicing caution about, you know, abandoning nonpartisan redistricting and calling this a dummy mander where political winds change and you spread your voters too thin in districts. Is there any chance of that happening in Texas?
The Texas Republicans look like they have produced a pretty sound map that would give them an additional 4 or 5 seats. And those would be, I think, well protected, even in difficult years when Republicans' vote share may drop a little bit. And that's different from what Texas experienced after the 2020 census when they drew a pretty aggressive map, but went a little too far and didn't get as much as they hoped in terms of seats based on the vote they were earning. But I think this map is done in a more strategic way, really looking at urban areas with large Hispanic populations to try to add some GOP seats. I think it will be effective if it's adopted.
Could there be a national solution to this redistricting arms race that we seem to be in our final moments together?
Well, the Democrats had floated a proposal over the last couple of years to create redistricting commissions in every state. This would be part of federal election legislation. Again, that's part of the tension Democrats are now feeling about whether to stick with those ideas or fight fire with fire. Republicans were really opposed to the idea from the outset. So it seems not impossible, but difficult for an agreement like that to come to fruition.
Barry, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you. Thanks.
Barry Burden is a professor of political science and director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. We've been talking about efforts around the country to redraw state congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterm elections and the potential implications in a deeply divided and polarized country.